You're listening to the Nonprofit Build Up Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Campbell. I want to support movements that can interrupt cycles of injustice and inequity and shift power towards vulnerable and marginalized communities. I've spent years working in and with nonprofits and philanthropies, and I know how important infrastructure is to outcomes. On this show, we'll talk about how to build capacity to transform the way you and your organization work. Hi, everyone. It's Nick with Build Up Advisory Group, and it's Fastball Fridays, a web series where we will quickly build what you know about infrastructure design in the nonprofit sector. Today's Fastball topic is the final installment of our three-part series about the connection between infrastructure and the ability to say no to a grant. We started discussing this topic in Fastball Friday, episode number 24. So what have we learned so far about the connection between infrastructure and the ability to say no to a grant? Well, we know that the ability to say no is very clearly connected to the strength of your infrastructure. And we've talked about what saying no indicates about your infrastructure. In Fastball Friday, episode number 24, we talked about revenue diversification as the first of three indicators of infrastructure strength connected to an organization's ability to say no to funding. And in episode number 25, we talked about brave infrastructure design and building as the second indicator and pointed out that if you can't think of an instance in which you would say no to a grant, it will be difficult to build your infrastructure bravely. Today, we're talking about the final indicator. And I think this one may really surprise you, but the reason CEOs, executive directors, and executive teams engage me to advise them on strengthening their infrastructure, and the reason that my clients tend to receive much more flexible funding awards after working with me and can say no to certain grants is because of this final indicator. The third indicator is compelling storytelling. Yes, storytelling. I know you're probably thinking, Nick, what does my ability to say no to a grant have to do with whether I'm telling a compelling story? Well, let's draw the connection between having a compelling story and your ability to say no. In Fastball Friday, episode number 20, we talked about the role of infrastructure in storytelling. And we pointed out that if you cannot articulate your infrastructure needs, you're not telling a complete story. So when you're able to articulate those infrastructure needs and tell a complete, compelling story, you will realize that there will be funding offered to you that doesn't help you tell that story. In fact, it will detract from your storytelling. It may even silence the voice of the community you're serving as one of your storytellers. And because you have such a compelling story to tell about your organization and the way it problem solves with vulnerable communities, and part of that story is being told by the community you serve, you'll say no to that grant because you know there's no other way for that compelling story to be told. When you don't have a compelling story to tell and you're partially telling the story or not sure how to even tell your story, you'll never be able to say no. And when you don't have the ability to say no, it shows that you have no convictions about the way you work, the way you're structured, or the way you should be structured to provide sustained support to the communities you're working with. So for example, you likely don't know what your governance structure should look like to help provide you with adequate oversight. You probably have no idea how to ensure that your decision-making in your grant process is inclusive of the grassroots leaders you want to support. And you very likely don't know why you have certain policies or processes in place. You just know a lawyer told you you should have them, or another organization you work alongside has them. This is what not having the ability to say no indicates to me. When you have the ability to say no, it tells me that your organizational values are forcing you to show up in a particular way for a particular community so that you can share a compelling story about that community where they are part of the storytelling because it's about them, not you. When you don't have the ability to say no, you're telling me that your storytelling cannot showcase a compelling vision, mission, or values. In other words, nothing is so compelling about your mission or vision that you would turn down funds that do not support or advance either. When you have a compelling story to tell, you have the ability to say no to a grant that doesn't help you tell that story about the marginalized communities you're working with. When you have the ability to say no, these three indicators of infrastructure strength that we've discussed in this three-part series, revenue diversification, brave infrastructure design and building, and compelling storytelling, allow you to say a resounding yes to supporting marginalized and vulnerable communities. And that's our fast build. I want to hear how you are thinking about saying no to a grant. Are you telling a compelling story? I would love to hear from you and about your experience in the comments below. Thanks for watching. Have a wonderful weekend and keep building bravely. Thank you for listening to this episode of Nonprofit Buildup. To access the show notes, additional resources, and information on how you can work with us, please visit our website at buildupadvisory.com. We invite you to listen again next week as we share another episode about scaling impact by building infrastructure and capacity in the nonprofit sector. Keep building bravely.